Got to get a hot dog.
You got to get it. Jim O'Rourke is the CEO of the Waterbury YMCA. Are you a Waterbury guy?
I'm not a Waterbury guy, okay. But I've been here now for about 15, 16 years.
Nice.
I'm a New York guy, the Bronx.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what brought you here?
I moved to Southington back in 78 with my mom and grew up at the Southington Y and been a part of the Y movement now for over 36 years.
Wow. And wait, so how does it work? Is it the type of thing where you stay in the family and you just move to different ones? Or
The Y, yeah. I mean, there's many Ys throughout the United States. We're all kind of independent. So I moved up the professional track from, kid working in an after-school program, being a camp counselor, and then moved on to a branch exec position and now a CEO.
Before I get to Waterbury, like what draws you to the organization that makes it your life's work?
That's a great story. So a single-parent mom from the Bronx came to Southington, needed a place for me to go when she worked.
Had no friends,
and so got financial assistance to be in the after-school program, and here I am.
It's amazing what loyalty, with some, like a brand that is good to you, what it means to you.
That's why I haven't worked a day in my life, because I'm helping out the youth of Waterbury.
Well, you look good. Do you take a straight edge to the scalp, or do you have one of those new things that, it's like the, what do they call,
Oh, that hand press thing.
Yeah.
No, I'm a...
You got some good scalp.
Yeah, that's a straight pick in the morning.
Nice. That's awesome. Yeah. Listen, tell me about Waterbury. I've been a member of various different Ys. I think I was at the Southington Y when I worked at ESPN, actually.
Okay,
we had a good deal to go over there. How is it going? Are you servicing the amount of kids you want to?
We service about 200 to 250 preschoolers every day in downtown. Sliding scale to make sure we're servicing all our families. Overall, we're about 20,000 people we serve between membership and aquatics and camp programs, senior programs, all that. This city is rich in history. They love their Y. It's one of the oldest Ys in the state. Been here since 1858.
So when I'm sure you got members that were here.
They talk about sunbathing nude on the roof back in the old days, and
So you do have a pool.
We have two. Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we have the original 1929 pool.
And that is that outdoors or is it
both indoors? Yep.
And do you do? And in terms of the way it works, you do a sliding scale. So, how does the funding work for a Y? Some people don't, I don't even know how it works.
For us, we are state-funded through school readiness. So we provide preschool to the kids of Waterbury. Then we also get funding for infant toddler care as well. So parents come in, they fill out an application, we figure out where they fall within the scale, making sure that parents have an opportunity for their kids to be educated, and also maybe also for them to go to work. And then we give them the number, and if they can't afford that, we also have another pile of money that we raise throughout the city to make sure that those kids have access.
And you've run this Y for 15 years?
15 years now, yeah.
And, the demographics, I think they were already shifted when you started, right? I mean, there's a large Hispanic population. I think it goes Hispanic, white, and then African-American in terms of percentages here in Waterbury. But the population's growing here, which is rare for these mid-level cities in New England, right? They're having trouble growing. Is it a challenge to service and honor all your demographic groups?
No, I think, the famous words for the Y is for all, So we have multiple staff that can speak multiple languages to make sure families feel comfortable, have that sense of inclusion when they come. We work directly. We have staff within our child care programs that basically figure out all the services that family needs. And then if we can't provide it, we find outside resources to bring them in. We work very closely with the Board of Education as well. Darren Schwartz does an incredible job over there.
Jim O'Rourke, the president of, is it your president or CEO?
CEO is fine, but I like Y guy.
Yeah, you're the Y guy.
Yeah.
He runs the show at the YMCA in Waterbury. So what are your challenges? What's hard for you?
Challenges are finding staffing. There's definitely a big staff shortage out there, especially
because it doesn't
staff.
Pay enough, or kids don't want to be in. They want to make more. Because to me, it's about money, right?
Yeah.
And also the service culture. It's not as much ingrained in our kids.
Yeah, I think it's a bunch of different factors. Finding people that are qualified to work within the child care setting. The state has done a great job through the Lamont administration to find new ways of a pipeline of staff. Wages are going up, which is important to make sure they're able to understand that it can be a career. I think it's also understanding that all the aspects of the job, and within the Y has a good retirement fund. We also provide free child care for our staff. So there's other opportunities that they don't quite understand, and we just need to get the word out there more.
But how understaffed are you? You are open now. Because for me, I couldn't get a bleeping job when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
I couldn't get a job. And now it's everywhere there's a job. Are you down now?
Yes. Yeah, I'm down about 40 to 50 staff.
That much?
Yeah.
How do you...
Well, unfortunately, we have a couple of child classrooms that are not open. We have
just because, not because of demand, but because you can't staff them.
The demand's there. The lists are there. We just got to get the staff in, get them trained, and get those classrooms open.
So whether it's somebody listening, their nephew, niece, grandson, granddaughter, or child, like, give your pitch if they live in the Waterbury area, why they should come down there.
Great opportunity as a career. You know, I started way back when in the late 80s, and here I am as the CEO. But, you know, there is a career path there within the child care setting, within the program director setting. We do have good benefits. We do pay good wages. And also the opportunity, if you're a family, you're a mom or a dad, and you want to make sure that your kid's in a safe environment and you're
You bring them on. Say you're a single mom or single dad, get the job. The kids go there after school.
Right.
You working, they're taken care of. It's a win.
Yep.
That's phenomenal. Anything else? We got to run. Anything else on your mind?
No, welcome to the city. Waterbury's incredible. Make sure we get you down on the Wild. We'll get you a tour. And
I just remember swimming next to like these old Russian ladies. It was just like hysterical. Yeah. I always had such a blast. I mean, it was always this, always someone interesting next to you. And like, I loved being around the older folks because like every person's got a story.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, and not just a story to tell you, but a story about their life.
Yeah. And especially this YMCA. I mean, you'll have the former bank president of Webster Bank on a bike. Next to him will be a single-parent mom. Next to him will be, you know, it's a mosaic of our community.
Jim, thanks for coming down.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. Jim O'Rourke.